From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says if the conflicting parties in Syria halt all violence as agreed, it could be a first step towards ending the chaos there. VOA's Zlatica Hoke has more.
President Obama said a cessation of hostilities in Syria is scheduled to start Friday at midnight, but acknowledged that even under the best of circumstances, all violence is not expected to end immediately.
Everybody knows what needs to happen, and that is all parties that are part of this cessation of activities need to end attacks, including aerial bombardment. Humanitarian aid must be allowed to reach areas under siege. And a lot of that is going to depend on whether the Syrian regime, Russia, and their allies live up to their commitments.
Obama said the fight to destroy Islamic State will take time, but he said concerted coalition efforts have weakened the group substantially in the past year. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an end to the violence in South Sudan, telling the country's president the government must step in and protect the people.
My message to the leaders of South Sudan is clear. Put peace above politics. Pursue compromise. Overcome obstacles. Establish the transitional government of national unity. And do not delay.
On his fourth trip to Juba on Thursday, Bon also announced the UN is allocating $21 million in protection and relief funds for South Sudan. Rebel leader Riek Machar and President Salva Kiir signed a peace deal in August, agreeing to run a unity government for 30 months before holding elections, though fighting still continues in parts of South Sudan. From Washington, this is VOA. China's actions in the South China Sea have led to self-isolation, galvanizing regional neighbors to turn against Beijing. This according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Carter told lawmakers on the House Appropriations Committee Thursday that China's dredging and putting military equipment on disputed islands in the South China Sea have caused both old U.S. allies, such as Japan and the Philippines, and new allies, such as Vietnam and India, to work increasingly with the United States.
The reason that these activities are getting notice isn't because the United States is doing something new. We've been sailing in the South China Sea and will continue to sail wherever international law allows for decades now. We're not doing anything new.
China claims the majority of the South China Sea as its own, and its territorial claims overlap with those of Taiwan, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Brunei. In recent years, China has embarked on an ambitious project to construct artificial islands that are capable of supporting airstrips and housing military equipment. The recent arrest in Malawi of three opposition politicians is causing dissent from various sections of the society. Since Sunday, Malawi police have rounded up three officials of the main opposition Malawi Congress Party, or MCP, for allegedly plotting through a WhatsApp conversation to unseat President Peter Mutharika. Rights groups, however, say the arrests are politically motivated, and there are allegations that the WhatsApp conversations themselves were doctored. Lamek Messina has the story from Blantyre.
The police say they have arrested MCP executive William Sungama, spokesperson Jessica Bwila, and the party's legal advisor Peter Chakwanta after they received a tip about a WhatsApp chat discussing how to unseat Mutharika. This is the second time in a month for officials of the MCP to be implicated in an attempt to topple the government. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Mutharika's spokesman tells VOA that although treason is a serious matter, the president is not taking these conversations seriously. The United States and its allies are pushing members of the UN Security Council for a swift vote on a draft resolution placing further sanctions on North Korea. The proposed sanctions would make all exported cargo subject to inspection and halt all imports of products that could be used for military purposes. The UN ambassador, Ms. Power, presented the resolution Thursday after 7 weeks of negotiations between the United States, China, and China, North Korea's closest ally. Turkey has released two journalists imprisoned for reports of alleged government arms smuggling to Syria. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.